Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.
It is 11 minutes past 11, and around this time every day we do something called
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, indeed you do, Dad. That means it's fun o'clock, everybody. Oh, yeah. And the best way to have fun is remembering the good times with your friends, specifically the good times from 9 to 12 on between Tuesday and Thursday of this week's Jen's Friends. We have amazing guests sitting in front of me. We have lip sync legend Kaylee Trapp and comedian Sharon Mannion. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. We wore the same coat.
Yeah. Did you?
Today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it's the same colour. We just, yeah.
It's not the same coat, though, is it?
No. We didn't just get in and put our hands in the same sleeves. That would
don't
be
you
weird.
Hate when that happens?
I think it's like serendipity or something, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is meant to be.
I feel like we're bonded for life now.
Is this the first time you've met?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
In the same colour coat. I mean, we're getting married now. Friends.
Well, I want to talk about some of the stuff that got the guys texting and calling during the week. There was a lot of stuff. Unusual names I want to kick off with, because on Tuesday we spoke about unusual names. And Kaylee, I mean, you have a very unusual surname.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
We don't know for sure.
Okay.
I did the Von Trapp tour in Austria once, and I just took total credit for the whole Sound of Music thing, because I was like, I'm obviously Kaylee Von Trapp.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's quite a lot of traps in Longford. But I don't know. We've never really looked down the path of finding out where
not
it originates.
Not as exotic as Austria.
No. And when you said traps in Longford, I just thought you meant like...
Can we cut that? Can we just go back to Austria?
It's hard to leave when you get there.
But it says here, how did you end up with your sister's name?
Well, she was supposed to be Kaylee, and then she came out with red hair, and my mum was like, we just don't want to open that door. You know, Kaylee dancing, and she's really curly hair, and she did Irish dancing when she was very young, so they kept it for me. So
she's enough going on. If she's ginger, I think, leave her off.
So what's your sister's name?
Kira.
Kira.
Yeah,
that's
like the Kardashians, Kaylee and Kira.
I think Kira, ginger, that's fine. She can cope with that.
Sharon, how did an unusual name nearly ruin your career?
Oh, yes. One of my first big acting jobs. I was delighted with myself. Not Bridget and Amy.
Oh, I thought you were going
No. Okay,
go on.
I was huge before that. Yeah, it's stuff now that you wouldn't remember. The AD had his first child. Now, I won't say what the name was, but it was like a moonbeam sort of a vibe,
name.
You know. And I was trying to make an impression, and I was like, oh, you had your kid? Oh, yeah, what you call him? And he was like, oh, you know, a moonbeam. And I basically pissed myself laughing in his face. And I went, oh no, seriously, like, what'd you actually call him? He was like, no, that's the name. I was like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm Sharon. Where do you need me to be? We're like, over here, is it? So yeah, I did. My days were cut short on that big
were
project.
They? That's
yeah,
weird.
Very strange. Very,
very
strange.
Very strange.
Strange. Yeah.
If anybody gives you an unusual name, what we've learned is just say it's a very strong name.
A very strong name.
Wow.
Okay.
So subtle. You're not
very
really
strong name.
So you're kind of sitting on the fence big time. So when Lottie came to me.
Yeah.
It's like very strong name.
Very strong. Wolfie. Wolf.
Very strong.
Yeah. Very,
very strong.
Strong.
Or any kind of unusual name. Strong. I think that gets it's your get out of jail card.
Or just say it's like, it's, you know, roll out a dead granny if in doubt. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like as in, oh, that's after me granny who passed away in a horrific train disaster or whatever. You know what I mean? And then people will feel bad laughing in your face because who would do such a thing?
Okay.
I'm a teacher, and the names are just getting stranger and stranger, but in a good way. We're really pushing the Gaeilge. We're like, we're making up names now just to put a few faddas on them.
Yeah,
throw a fad on it and then you're...
This is up the road. I often think...
But they're lovely. It's like, most of them are really nice.
Yeah.
She has to say that.
She does.
If you're listening in.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of names are different cultures. Like, Americans have enthusiastic, optimistic names like Faith, Hope, Charity, Joy.
Yeah.
But if we did that in Ireland, if we named our children of our national mood, it'd be like, oh, here's me son, unfulfilled potential. Do you know what I mean?
I taught a boy a year ago called Kaiher.
Sorry, what?
Kaiher.
That's the Irish for chair, like...
Oh, God, love him.
Oh.
And I was
Cahir
like, I think
now?
They meant Cahir. And they were like, no, it's Kai here.
Did he have red hair?
Sure.
Hair as well?
I actually don't know, but God love him if he did.
But I don't mind that. I don't mind giving someone an Irish name, but it has to sound nice. I mean, Kai here.
Kaiser.
It's Kaiser. Not great sounding on the ears, is it? It doesn't sound great. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You have to say it a couple of times.
I think there was just a mix up there and somebody was coughing while they were writing that.
Probably.
Oh, sorry.
Rightly.
Now, yesterday we got loads of texts about memorable gifts and some gifts that listeners would rather forget. Sharon.
Yes.
Can you remember the last Valentine's gift you bought?
I can. Because it was reusable metal straws.
Sorry, what?
Yes. I bet you're all wishing you were my beloved now. I am not very good at buying presents. I get very panicky. I get very stressed. I feel like the entire relationship, whether it's your partner or a friend or whatever, I feel like it's all resting on this gift, which brings me out in a cold sweat. And I just grab the first thing I see. And this Valentine's Day, it was reusable metal straws. Pack of five. Lovely things. Very shiny. Silver things. They haven't been used yet.
And the reaction when you gave the pack of straws to your now husband.
Yeah, this is where it's okay because Danny just doesn't react to anything. Anyway, you've met Danny. You know. He's just...
It's horizontal.
He's horizontal all the time. Mm-hmm. I just drag him around the place. That's all.
Maybe that's because you haven't given him a good gift yet.
No, because, Kayleigh, I'm glad you asked me that. I gave him a Mac once. Oh, a wow. Mac. Okay? A Mac.
A computer.
Not a Rain Mac. A Mac.
Okay.
That is expensive stuff. Okay. I don't need to put a price on this, but let's just say it was okay. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be vulgar and say how much it was, but it was €1,200. Okay. So I bought him a Mac and he reacted the same way and went, oh, thanks.
The same way as the straws.
Yeah. Well, no, he was a bit angry about the straws.
Okay.
Was the straws the following year then?
No, I left a bit of a gap. I didn't get him anything in the preceding year. I didn't get him a Mac for Valentine's Day now, just to be clear. I'm not a complete idiot. I'm not a moron.
What did you get?
Christmas, I think it was a Christmas. Yeah.
It's a big gift.
It was a big gift. Now, this is going back 7 or 8 years. I wouldn't be doing that now.
Absolutely.
We're madly in love.
I feel sorry for you. As a teacher, you must get some horrendous gifts, but very memorable gifts. Do you get a lot of handmade stuff or are you just like, just give me the wine? Do you have to put a note in their school bags or something? Like, tell me about the gifts.
It's the teacher mugs and everything like that, obviously. But I was delighted that you were talking about Valentine's Day. I remember a little boy in my class 3 years ago. Like Valentine's Day, you never get presents from kids. You'll get a card with some funny writing and you'll have to try and see if it's legible. But the little boy brought me those love heart shaped punnetive strawberries, like Keelings do them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So he brought me those and I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. Like, you didn't have to do anything. And he just turned around and he goes, I just assumed you were on a diet.
Whoa.
So you didn't get the chocolate.
Oh my God, it starts young.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like,
whoa.
But is that I like to flip it on a positive side.
Go
I was
on.
Like, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe he means I look well.
Yes,
and
that's what he meant, Kayleigh.
He knows I don't eat chocolate.
That's what he means.
Yeah, that's okay, Kayleigh. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, that is horrendous. Did he get a suspension for that?
No.
What age was he?
No, I just told him to sit down and I shared the strawberries with the staff. I didn't tell him the story, so they're probably listening now. I've been like, oh.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The staff room is like Mecca, isn't it? It's like always wanted. What are they really like, Kayleigh?
It's like newsreaders at the end. You know when the credits go up and they're shuffling their papers. And I always want to know what they say. It's the same vibe in a staff room.
What's on the paper?
What's going on in there?
What's going on in the staff room? What's the smell like? What's it look like?
How much do you drink?
Who's making?
Go on.
Yeah, what do you talk about?
I'll say nothing.
Oh, Kayleigh, let's try and get out of her. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back with working in retail because on Tuesday we heard about retail staff getting a hard time, which is no fun. But I do find it funny if it happened to you too. So I'll pay a quick break and we'll be back.
Just friends.
Straight back into Jen's Friends. I have Kayleigh and Sharon joining me today for the chats to talk about the stories that got you texting in during the week. We got a lot of texts in about retail work and how bad it's got, a lot of antisocial behaviour. It's rough out there, but I think it's always been kind of rough, but it's particularly bad at the moment. Kayleigh, who drove you cracked during your time working in a shop?
Was it the kid again? The strawberry guy.
There was actually two of my friends and we worked together and I wrote to them last night. I was like, do you remember said person? Do you know that saying, the customer's always right? Like, I used to have to just go, the customer's always right.
But they're not.
Yeah, they're not. I would say they're usually wrong.
Yeah,
probably
they are. But you can't tell them that.
Yeah, yeah.
I had this fella and we closed at 10. and I worked in like a supermarket, like a small supermarket local, and he used to come in at like 9:55 and get ham. Have you ever cleaned a ham machine?
No. Would you not just buy the packet?
No, that's yeah. Good. What were good old Carol's there in the? Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah. No. He used to come in at 9:50. You'd have your till done. You'd have your card machine done. You'd have everything. The ham machine cleaned, and he'd want like 2 slices of ham. Oh. You know that orange gunky stuff all over it and stuff. You'd have to clean all that off after. And he used to just look at you and just know.
Did he know?
He had you in the palms.
So. Did you? Do you think he did it on purpose? Yeah.
Maybe it was a fetish. Maybe
a fetish. For ham, I hope.
I don't know. I don't know.
We've had people on the show with worse.
I like worse a bit of ham.
Have you got something to share with us, Sharon?
Rub a bit of ham on me there.
Did you work in a supermarket?
I did. I don't know why you're saying that so surprised. I could do anything, Jen. I could turn my hand to anything. I did. Now, it was a disaster because on the first day, genuinely, I'm not adding this for comic effect. I literally on the first day, some dodgy looking fella came in, like handed me a check that I say a check. It was basically a piece of paper with 200 quid in which he just goes, "Will you cash that for me?" And I went, "Yeah, absolutely." Opened the till, handed him out 200 quid, no bother. And then everyone was like, 10 minutes later, they were like, "Sorry, did he? What's going on there?" I was like, "Yeah, no, I just cashed that check from what check? There's no numbers on it." I was like, "Oh, right, okay. Sorry about that. Sorry now. I'll make it up to you."
Did they take it out of your paycheck?
No, because it was such little pay. It would have taken 17 years probably to take it out of my paycheck. But my brother had worked there as well, and he was like a golden employee. Do you know what I mean? So they thought like, oh yeah, of course. It was hard to get these jobs. You know yourself.
Yes.
When you're from a small town and stuff. Like these jobs are like gold dust. But because Kevin had done so well, it was like, oh, we'll take another one of those. He's great. But they got me.
The dud.
They got the dud. The dum-dum. Yeah.
Oh, they got the dum-dum. Okay. That's awful. But look at you now.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
Does laughing. Anybody want to cash checks?
You're not cleaning ham now, are you?
Not at all.
Nope. Not at all.
I rub my nose at that kind of thing now.
There we go. We need to talk about teenage heartbreak because texters on Wednesday were a bit thrown by this New Zealand campaign. So government officials sat down and came up with this huge campaign to help teenagers with heartbreak. Okay, have a listen to this.
Breakups suck, but you can channel it for good. From Love Bitter and Vice, Own the Feels.
Own the Fields.
Good
lads.
Good night, Irene. It's time for me to clock out. This is not.
You don't like Valentine's Day, so you're gone.
This is ridiculous. I mean, this is, come on.
Sharon, it is a very, very important. Teenagers go through heartbreak. They don't know what to do with their feelings. They're not good at communicating.
We need
the New Zealand government to tell us to own our feelings.
No, this is like, you know, remember when Take That split up and they had to set up a helpline? Do you remember that? Yeah, this is the same energy. Like, do you know what I mean? This is not, I don't think this is required. No.
It absolutely is. Do you not remember your first, Kaylee, do you remember your first heartbreak?
Yes, unfortunately. This is quite triggering, to be honest.
Oh, strawberry guy is back.
Someone get me the dishes. My first heartbreak is an unusual one. I was absolutely head over heels in love with my best friend.
Oh.
Like, we were that best friend. Like, my parents used to come home from parent-teacher meetings in secondary school and be like, all your teachers are calling you the married couple. And I was like, we're getting married at 25, we're having 4 kids, and we're going to live with a house with the gates. And
how's that going?
Not very well. When we were 18, he turned around to me on a night out, would you mind if I had a couple of sups in me? And he just said, I'm gay.
Oh, thank God. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
it's better, I think.
That.
Yeah, that's better.
It was a bit tough for some of us.
You're grand, Kaylee. Why don't you ring the helpline, Kaylee?
I went, book. I was like, we had our whole life. We had this planned out. And now he's thriving and I'm delighted for him.
Good on him for being so open and honest.
Yeah. He said, he was like, oh, he probably always knew. And I was like, No.
Yeah.
But
I think that's better though than I'm just not into you. Well, that's, I mean, that's enough. Effectively what he said. But still, you know what
I
mean?
When I told my mother, she's like, what are you going to do now?
Oh God.
And I was like, really that stuck? I was like, I'm only 18, I have time. That broke my heart temporarily.
Now, what message from the doll Aaron would have helped you in that situation? Would own your feelings, as the New Zealand government is saying. Would
own
that help you? Own your feelings. Anything that
Sweet
the government
Mother of Christ, this
would say?
No.
No. I don't know if I'd want Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar to give me love advice. But, yeah.
There's better things the government could be doing, like banning umbrellas, I think would be a good place to start.
Okay. Get rid of club cards as well.
You know.
What? Get rid of club cards. People like club cards, but like, I'm 27. I just feel I'm too young to have a club card in my pocket.
You're never too young to have a club card.
But I rely on it.
Get the app, Kaylee.
Yeah, put it on your phone.
Even that, just to say I own a club card, I'm like, that, it just feels so final. Like, it feels like I'm at the end of my days.
Well, you're 27, Kaylee. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, coupons.
It's a hop, skip and a jump to 54.
God forbid you left the house without it. Like, you know, it's like a form of
put
ID.
It on your keys. I put it on my keys. I have club cards for everything.
What's your issue with umbrellas?
I just don't believe in them, you know. Right. I mean, I believe they exist. I've seen them. But I don't believe that they're necessary. I think that they get in the way. They scratch the top of my head. Other people's... I don't like the big ones. You know, the big golf umbrellas. I just think they're... I judge people who have them.
You don't go to football matches then, do you?
No, and this is where it stems from. Because if you're true... So I grew up in a very strong GAA household.
Likewise.
And when it rains at a football... So I have clear memories of it would rain at a football match and like three or four people who didn't know the ways of the thing would put up these umbrellas. Be huge umbrellas and you couldn't see, so everybody would be just like, put down the umbrella, put down the you haven't been to a football match before in your life if you're putting that thing up, put down that umbrella. So I think it kind of comes from that. So now when I'm triggered basically when I see these big umbrellas.
What's the alternative though?
Yes,
get wet.
No,
here's a new novel idea, guys. You live in Ireland, get wet, it's fine, it's grand. It's like having a shower outside in your clothes.
You're not selling it to me here,
it's
Sharon.
It's lovely. It's really nice. It's like ham. It's really like, oh, rub a bit of ham on me. It's
stop
lovely.
It. Okay, we need to talk about parents and strictness because we also found out this week that Ireland has some of Europe's least strict parents, okay?
Okay.
This is a new survey done. The Netherlands, I think, have the strictest parents in Europe. You are both the youngest in your family, so am I.
Yeah.
Look
at us, same coat. Youngest.
Did you get away with murder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No. I was terrified as a child of everything. I'm not because my parents were scary monsters or anything, but I just was that kind of kid. Like, I just sort of, like, I worried a lot about everything. About the world ending was a big thing that I was worried about. The Third Secret of Fatima played in my mind a lot. Wow. Still does a little bit. And I just was afraid. I wouldn't do anything wrong. I don't know if I can say... shit, but I'm going to say it.
No, we can't. We've got terrible language on the show today. I apologise.
I once said shit by accident and like cried for a week. I was just like devastated.
There were certain things that used to trigger me in the house. I mentioned this the other day. We were talking about the house phone. If the house phone rang.
Oh, yeah.
I live in a B&B, so I had to answer the phone and you'd have to go, hello, Melrose House. Keely speaking. How can I help
Melrose
you?
Melrose House. Where did you think you were?
It wasn't the one in Beverly Hills. And my brothers, like, if the phone rang and my parents were away, they'd be like, you. And it was always me. See, and I'm the youngest.
Should have been you. You should be getting away with murder. No. Do you think you're a strict parent, Sharon, yourself?
No, I don't think so. But it's like, I've two kids and, you know, they're different. That's the thing. You have to parent them in different ways. Like, I have one child who would scale a burning building like being chased by a lion if there was a biscuit on top. Yeah. But then the other fella gets a fright if he opens the fridge too fast and the light comes on. Do you know what I mean? So you're kind of constantly trying to
find the middle ground.
You're saying to one, don't jump off that, you'll die. And then you're trying to say, don't, you won't die, pet. Don't worry. Climb up it.
So
it's a bit of double standards.
Yeah, but it's difficult. It's tricky. It's very tricky.
We're just doing our best. Here.
Oh, listen, I'm going to hand in my notice down because I can't stick it.
On Tuesday, we heard about those job interviews and auditions that you cringe about. You've had loads of these, Sharon. You cringe about years later. No. Kaylee, have you one that stayed with you? An interview or
more
you know,
so an audition?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
So yeah. I would be on the stage a bit and. I went to an audition, my very first audition when I was 13, and my first mistake was the song I sang was Cascada, What Hurts the Most. Do you know that song? I don't know what
is
I was thinking.
It? Give it a blast.
I think it was between that and Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I don't know where.
Is that like a pop song?
Yeah, do you know?
We're going to find it. Graham, find it. He loves when I do this. I'm looking at his face. He's just saying, no, I'm not finding it for you. Come on, Graham, it's Friday.
Oh, he's
find
really.
I can sing it live. No,
what's it called?
What Hurts the Most, Cascada.
Yeah, I know that song.
Give him a
little
rendition
to remind him.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you'd recognise that beat anyway.
He's got it.
Wow.
That was my first mistake. I did then the talky bit after the monologue And then
the talkie bit.
Yeah,
I love that.
I should know that.
The talkie bit.
And then it was the dance time and she taught us a little dance and I was like, right. But then she just goes, freestyle.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I'm not Carl Mullen. I don't know, like, I can't do this. And I've panicked. And there was two girls looking under the curtain, like laughing at me. And I ran for the hills.
Oh.
And I never went back for 13 years because of that.
Wow.
I went back the first time last year to the stage.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Very,
and where are those girls, those laughing girls now?
I don't know.
Where are those laughing girls?
They're in front of me now.
Where's the
They've both won Emmys. Yeah.
I want to know where the ham lad is. Are you the ham lad?
Yeah.
He probably listens to the show. 51552.
I say the type of guy who buys ham at 10 o'clock is definitely your listenership. Definitely.
They're my people.
Yeah, they're your peeps.
They
your
are
peeps.
My people.
Yeah.
Look at the time, lads. That is all we have time for. Thank you so much, Sharon and Kaylee. You're absolute stars. Thanks for coming in and going through the stories of the week. Sharon Mannion, where is the next gig?
So next big gig, doing a big night, just announced it this morning, Thursday, May 4th in the Sugar Club. Doing a big stand-up night. I'm hosting and we have the one and only Deirdre O'Kane. Oh, you love a bit of Deirdre O'Kane. She loves ham too. Don't know why I said that. I don't know if she likes
she
ham.
Loves ham.
With guests, so Shane Daniel Byrne and Richie Bree as well. So it's going to be a brilliant night. Tickets on Sugar Club website and Eventbrite. Thursday, May 4th, 8 o'clock.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, very good, Jen.
Thank you.
Oh, very good.
Kaylee, and where can people see all your amazing lip syncs?
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Kaylee Trap lip syncs. All around.
You won't forget that name.
No, you never would.
Ridiculous.
Quite a long one, yeah.
From Longford, apparently.
Austria. Go with that one.
Austria. lads, I do have to... Cascada is on the right. Okay, this was the song. Sorry, we have to... first of all, apologise for some of the bad language that the girls have used throughout this
Sorry
whole
about Kaylee.
Segment.
That was Kaylee's fault. Yeah.
It's singular, girl.
But we will forgive her because she's an absolute legend and sang this in an audition. But that's get up better than us.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.